Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Well, we just got done with the press conference of Pete DeVore being our new head coach. I've had some opportunities to watch some interviews this afternoon, and there's some things that I really want to bring to the table. You know, I never thought of this as much as I realize now. This is the best fit for us because of some of the things that Jim Nell said today that made a lot of sense. Number one, he is a really good coach to get young talent to do better. He can coach anybody. He knows how to talk to people. And when you got both young talent and veteran talent in the locker room, you need to be able to process how to speak to people and how to get your message out. And the one thing that is amazing to me as I was looking at his resume today, he's very consistent. Yes, he has not won the Stanley Cup yet, but everywhere he goes, he gets to the playoffs. Everywhere he goes, he produces. And you know, for him, I think he's on the doorstep of making that next push to get a cup. He wants one. He desires one. Everywhere he goes, he gets his team as far as he can. Couple Western Conference finals. He's been to the Stanley Cup, you know, once or twice. Once with San Jose, once with Jersey. Unfortunately, he didn't get the result that he wanted. But the point is, he never gave up. And that tells me a lot about the man that we're about to have. And something else today that really got me going was all this young talent that's coming up from the OHL and the World Championships. And these players are elite players. And there's just so much talent coming up the pike for us. You know, I'm going to have to dig into the names of the players more, and once I do some more research, we'll have a talk about, you know, the youth coming our way. But the reality is, there's so much excitement, and now with the coach that will be able to get the best out of his players. I want to say something once and for all about Rick Bowness. I love the man. I want to say this with utmost respect. Thank you, Bones, for what you did. But there's a time when an older coach can do so much because he's setting the ways he knows how to do things, and his abilities are the abilities that he's crafted over years. And for Bones, it was 40 years of coaching, and this was the ability that he had because he crafted a certain way to coach, and it did work for him. However, in today's NHL, with our team, it doesn't work because of all the young players that we have. You know, I'm interested to see what happens with Denis Gerionov in the offseason when the winter caps break open, when they get here and they start, you know, reporting for duty, if you will, and seeing what's going to happen. I mean, October's not that far away before the hockey season starts again. One thing about hockey, it doesn't take long before it turns around. But the biggest thing is I want to see how Denis plays because I know he's a really good player. And I just don't think that he got the coaching he needed. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing on Bones' part. Maybe with this coach, it'll turn him around and get him back on track. You know, they said they were talking to Michael Raffle today, trying to extend the contract to him. You know, it's going to come down to cap space, obviously, who we're going to get to keep and who we're going to get. Now, I saw something today on Sportsnet, a little snippet that there's three or four teams that Brent Burns is being courted by, and Dallas happens to be one of them. Now, here's the scenario that I think would work if that actually happens. John Klingberg, he wants to test the free agency market. I don't think we're going to get to keep him. I love John a lot. But when you play as well as you do, you get to do that. You have the right to go after the money that you deserve. And we may or may not be able to give him that. If he ends up going to another team, I think Brent Burns would come here no problem. Because, once again, Pete DeVore has another wonderful relationship with that individual because he played with him at San Jose. So these are a lot of things to think about. The press conference was wonderful. It just got me that much more excited for Dallas Stars hockey. I know we got the game 4 of the Stanley Cup final tonight. There's some injuries on Tampa Bay. Kadri for Colorado was practicing today. It's possible he might play tonight. We're not sure. But Kucherov is out. Perry's out. Interesting to see what happens tonight in the Stanley Cup final. Well, guys, Pete DeVore, welcome to the Dallas Stars family. Go Stars.